It's the Spike on the Mic Show with your Spike on the Mic action team. Dr. Captain Clark with all the news that's trending. The voice of Reason Steve with the latest in fashion. Spike Action Sports with Bill Schmatz. And up-to-the-minute Action Colored Radar with P.W. Fenton. And now here he is with breaking news, Spike on the Mic.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. All right, so anyway, listen. I put my headphones on late. Is there any way we can play that introduction again?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Starting over.
Did you bring a trumpet?
It's the Spike on the Mic Show with your Spike on the Mic action team. Dr. Captain Clark with all the news that's trending. The voice of Reason Steve with the latest in fashion. Spike Action Sports with Bill Schmatz. And up-to-the-minute Action Colored Radar with P.W. Fenton. And now here he is with breaking news, Spike on the Mic.
All right. Okay, we don't need a couple programming notes. You introduce the guests. That's usually what I do. And you said colored action news? Okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll talk about that once your mic is turned on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Yes, you heard that before and you heard it again. I'm going to repeat this. Straight in my peripheral vision, we have the man known as Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
Wow.
I'm sticking like a guy who just doesn't want to get off the airplane.
Yes, really. We'll talk about that in a minute when we have more people with microphones on, because if not, it'd just be you and I talking, and you know,
that's
not how it goes.
Oh, it's not?
To the right of your peripheral vision is the man who make the sound go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I heard this show before.
Like it's the second intro, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's how we do, you know, because I'll tell you what we are. We're the Picassos of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see something, hear something new every time.
Yes.
Every minute there's something different.
I'll bet you there's no other show on RadioSaintPete.com that starts twice.
No. How did y'all go so fine? You got to see it twine. Something like that.
Yeah.
Straight in your peripheral vision.
Oh, yeah.
You know why we're here?
No, I have no idea.
There's only one reason we're here, and it's because the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a tomato bug, minding his own business, hoping not to get squished.
Wow, that's deep.
A tomato bug.
Yeah.
I guess he's...
A tomato worm, actually.
Which is it?
Yeah.
Is it a tomato worm.
Is it a bug or a worm?
It will be a bug at one point.
You know, I think we should start the show completely over.
Yeah, we need to start it because he needs to figure out how he's sticking again.
Can we redo that in introduction?
Write it down, whether it's a bug or a worm.
It's a worm. It's a little worm, and when you squeeze it, green stuff comes out.
You killing a bug?
No, he just likes to suck the green stuff.
That's the crayfish.
No, that's what happens to tomato worms.
Okay,
when you find them, you squeeze them, and you end up with a green
stuff. Should I cut his mic off?
Welcome to tomato worm talk.
Yeah, really.
But that's how I'm sticking. They stick real hard. You got to pull them and squeeze the green out of them.
Yeah.
Hey, pointing, if that's the right word. Straightening your peripheral vision is the man, or we call him the man, known as Bill Schmatz. Bill Schmatz, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like branches that fell from a tree.
Ooh, in the ground? Stuck right in the ground?
Well, once they fall from the tree, they're no longer really a branch, they're just a stick.
So far, PW, the voice of, what's your name? Dr. Captain Clark is the only one that has...
The award deserving is slowly going down the drain.
Yeah, he's not deserving anymore?
I don't know if we started at that level.
I could have said refried beans sticking to teeth, like I just had that right now, but
yeah,
I keep going.
That'll work.
Is that better?
Well, how about this? The show is about to get better now. We have two guests who were regulars, but then they took extended vacation time. But they're going to make the show better now. They're going to make us better, make you people out there in the listening audience much better. Next sound you hear is going to be the awesome, the lovely Miss Cindy. Miss Cindy, how you sticking? And welcome back.
Thank you, Spike. I'm not sure how I'm sticking, but I know I'm not sticking like a worm on a tomato or a stick from a tree.
or fried beans on Smosh's teeth.
Or even fried beans on somebody's teeth.
So. Serious.
I'm sticking like any of that. So I have my own little special brand of sticking. I'm just not sure what it is.
I like the way that you said, thank you, Spike. You see you riff raff in the shipping container.
Right.
She understands and respects authority.
I usually say something you, Spike.
Yeah.
Something you spike. All right. Well, it's not your turn, Smots. So in order for the show to even get more betterer, if that's the right word,
whoa,
we're going to have a small accident.
It's our first show.
First show. So the next sound you're going to hear is going to be another person that's going to make the show better. And we'll call her Lynn with no E. Lynn, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like
you got to talk in the mic. She's so new here. Put it up here. Get it all up in there.
I'm sticking like peanut butter to the roof of my mouth.
Ooh, there we go. Okay, that will work with that. Are my headphones low or y'all talking low?
Both.
Yeah. Both low. Oh, okay.
Both.
I can hear you.
Hey, before we go further, I feel like there's some air that needs to be cleared.
I think we should.
I'm not sure there isn't beef between the lovely Lynn and Cindy and PW.
Oh, there's definitely beef.
Oh
yeah, there's a problem.
There was an incident.
I almost said something earlier, but since we were a little late,
I thought we would the air.
I was going to say, PW, what happened? You ditched us
at
the comedy club.
Wait. Let me drop some background.
You did. Yeah, build some background.
Yeah, the short story is Lynn and Cindy were at an establishment, and so was PW, and they were in the building at the same time, and PW didn't come out and say hi to them.
He acted like he didn't know them?
He slipped out the back door, which we didn't even know
there
was.
He was told they were there.
Yes. Oh, yes, he was told we were there.
And I looked over towards the door that I'd have to go through in order to see them. And there was 20,000-30,000 people all crushing through
that
door.
That's a lot of people.
How many of them did you know?
I think that's an exaggeration, Cindy, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And then I looked immediately to my right and saw this door just there with nobody else. And I went, all right, we'll go out this way.
So you said I'd be damned the people I know?
No, I thought maybe they'd be outside.
Oh.
Since there were so many people going through that other door.
Did you have an incident like the late Philip Seymour Hoffman from the movie Along Came Polly?
I can't laugh because I don't know it.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that, too.
You may have sharted.
No.
No?
Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
Yes.
Get home. Yeah. See, I just said you could get away with anything with that excuse. You know,
I soiled myself, and I was embarrassed, so
Dr. Captain Clark,
I snuck out the back.
If there were 30,000 people in the building, why wouldn't you assume they'd be among them inside the building and not outside?
Oh, because I thought there'd be such a crush because of that New York guy.
Yeah,
that everybody wanted to meet and greet.
Right. Lynn and Cindy weren't there to see the New York guy.
No, we weren't.
They were there to see who? PW.
PW.
Were the ladies signing autographs? Were you both signing autographs?
We would.
Why
have.
Would they be signing autographs?
If somebody had asked us for one,
I know,
they
right?
certainly would
Well,
have
there was a big
it.
Group of people facing them in front of them that Paul couldn't get through.
So your assumption is that it's because they were there to sign autographs.
Yeah, and I'm not waiting online just to see them.
You can get an autograph right
now. Wow.
You know, I mean, they would have had to sign 30,000 autographs.
I know it's only like 3 or 4 years later, but I do have one question. Why do we have the one guy that's microphone challenged to put people around him to each side to where he's always talking like this?
Yeah.
Why not just have him into a direct location?
I think it actually adds color to the show. A little bit.
It lets people know that we're in stereo.
Yeah.
Okay, but so let's go ahead and put a bow on this thing here.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever been in a situation where you see someone, you know somebody, and say, ooh, I'm in a crowded situation. Ooh, I know Dr. Captain Clark, so we're going to at least exchange.
Yes, because I was there when PW did that to them.
Wait, he didn't even
did he
wave.
Snub you too?
He didn't even come out, wave nothing, didn't even acknowledge our existence.
I walked all over the parking lot looking for you guys, and you weren't out there.
Okay, so just was in grins.
So I thought he was lying.
When you heard that they were in the same establishment, what'd you just go, huh?
Well, I heard that before the show even started that they were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so if I was out there and I wasn't seeing the show, I would have been gone a long time.
Because here's my involvement. I see Lynn and Cindy. They go, oh, we're here. And I go, oh, PW's inside. Oh, tell them we're here. Okay, I'm a good friend. So yes. I went in and did that.
You went through the 30,000 people?
Yeah.
I found my
way. Well, no, at that time, there was hardly anybody.
Like 1,000?
Yeah, I probably could have gone out there and just said hello before the show.
Kind of where I was going with that.
You'd have you didn't want to inconvenience yourself.
Yeah.
You'd have lost your seat, wouldn't you?
No. No, they were reserve seats. Oh, yeah, I would have lost my seat. Damn, I'm...
Okay.
Why? Because somebody from United Airlines would have dragged you out of
That's right. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, what we do around here, we talk about things in the
future.
And things in the
past.
And things in the
present.
Very good.
All right.
Hey, that was,
we got it. We got it.
We get it right every time.
Yeah, I want to take back my disgust that I was just getting ready to feel. Because you guys messed it up.
Why would you be disgusted?
Because we talk about things in the past, the present, and the... The past, the present, and the future.
We discovered that.
I think that is probably a better way to do it.
But as long as we get all three elements in there, it's not really that important.
No, you have to. That's why alphabets are in order. That's why A and B and C.
Oh, as long as the letters are there.
If it was
future, we did it alphabetically correct.
Yeah, actually it was.
Yeah.
F is before P.
Yeah.
Yeah, figured Smots would know that, being an idiot.
Or knowing the alphabet.
Smots. Yeah.
Or knowing the alphabet.
So you don't want to...
I learned that at three, at the age of maybe two, I may have learned
now
it.
Now I said my ABCs.
Okay.
So you don't want us to say different
alphabetically.
Things?
He doesn't want it alphabetically.
People out there on the chat line, you can always chat with us while listening to us on spikeonthemic.com, chat with us on St. Pete Radio, or check out our sponsors.
Oh, sponsors? Okay.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com. And by Urban Phoenix Studios, a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.urbanphoenixstudios.com.
All right, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, you can always visit us. Also, this is the longest introduction in the history of introductions because I just got my eyes on and I can see now.
Sure.
We are located at 4847 North Armenia, a place called Pin Chasers Bowling Center. You can come down here and see how the sausage is made at any time, every Monday at 7 p.m.
There's sausage?
That's being made, yes.
I never get any.
I never had any sausage.
I love sausage.
All right, so what we do, we're going to talk about things, and we have to get our opinion from all the...
Present.
From all the unlawful scandals in the shipping containers and our esteemed guests, the lovely and talented Cindy and Lynn with no E. So I guess it's time for topic changing music.
Well, this is how it starts and eventually ends.
This topic here, you might not get too many legs out of it, but we're going to throw it out anyway. Have you guys heard of this guy named Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Know Elon. I've heard of him.
Yeah. Okay, who is Elon
Musk? He's the battery man.
Battery man?
He's battery man. He's a superhero known as battery man. That's who
and
he
he's
is.
Also SpaceX.
And Tesla. SpaceX? Tesla and SpaceX, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He's an innovator and an entrepreneur.
Okay, I was going to ask them, but since you don't gave the answer, I guess they already know now, huh?
No, they know more. There's
what?
More.
Most
everybody to be had.
All right, if all y'all talk at one time, it sounds like, do it again.
This sounds like
rhubarb.
All right, so anyway, Elon Musk, he doesn't have his hand in this, but his people have his hand in this thing called Hyperloop One. You guys heard of that?
Hyperloop 1.
L-O-O-P.
Sounds like a cool roller coaster.
Yeah, they are. Hyperloop 1, they're pretty known Hyperloop technology.
Since you spelled out loop for all of us who may not have known, how would you have spelled loop if you had not read it? I'm just curious.
L-U-P-E.
Oh, oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That does spell loop.
Yeah.
My bad. Right, that's actually Lupe, isn't it? Yeah, is there an is. Accent over the E?
No, this is the American keyboard. You don't have to, do that to
got it. Okay.
Thing.
I was just curious.
Well, they have successfully tested in Las Vegas this thing called the Hyperloop Tube.
Yeah.
And it's a tube that they're going to shoot transport bodies from city to city.
Like live?
Yes.
Like at the
like
bank?
Star Trek?
But like a train.
Like you get it, like the Jetsons or something?
Like the bank?
It's like almost you just get in a train. It's
like when you make a deposit at the drive-thru? Oh.
But you're in a loop?
There's got to be more to this.
Like you're just in this tunnel and it shoots you from one side.
You just climb in and just launches you?
Okay. Think you guys ever been to the bank when you put your
like
pneumatic?
Like a cannon?
What's that thing called? A pneumatic?
I thought that would be great for transporting people someday. That's something similar to that.
Well, what they did is they took that technology and they laid it down. So now it's going to be a pipe. Let's say.
Vacuum tube.
And
the tube at the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of like that.
There's a tube at the drive-thru.
They get stuck in there sometimes, you know.
Had there been a tube at the comedy club, I would just shot right out.
Shot out to the lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a prototype. They built this tube, and it can seat six people in a. How about this? Take an airplane.
Yeah.
Take the wings off, lay it on the ground, and just shoot it that way.
You can shoot six passengers unless United Airlines needs to get four of them to Louisville.
Exactly.
Then only two passengers.
The question to the
shipping container.
Shipping container riffraffs is this thing should be available for human participation. I was going to say consumption, but y'all aren't going to eat it.
No.
Is in 2020.
Well, that's not far away.
You'll be able to buy a ticket. And you get to sit on the train, this train thing, and it can transport you from point A to point B up to 700 miles an hour. They say you won't feel it. You'll feel the rush of the takeoff, but once you get to that speed for the next 30, 40 minutes, you won't notice it, and then you feel the
G-force. 30, 40 minutes across the country.
In the newspaper today, there was an article that said they're going to build one from Orlando to Miami, and that the trip will take like
35 minutes.
35 minutes.
35 minutes.
That's going to take that long to go only 100 miles. That's not 700 miles per hour.
Well, you're not going for an hour.
You're not going to be out that long. You don't need to go that fast.
Okay, idiot savant. So if I only
it's
go
like 160 miles, so it would be like 10 to 15 minutes technically. If you're going 700 miles per hour,
they take kind of a backward route. It sort of goes out into the Everglades and then swings up into Miami.
Sucks up.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
35 minutes. You would actually save time driving from Tampa to Orlando.
Yeah.
And then getting on the tube going to Miami. You'd save an hour and a half.
All right, so show of hands, who was going to do that? Let's do it.
I got a question.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's the cost of one ticket?
I love the radio show of hands.
Innovative transportation.
$35.
Yeah. For that, I'd do it.
Is it a clear tube or is it a...
No. It's the airplane. It looks like an airplane.
Oh, you're in there.
But the windows are gold because they don't want you to be...
You get motion sickness. Really
they don't want you to see stuff flying by like that.
But is it on a train track now? What is it on? I mean, are they building the tube system?
They're building the tube system and the railway where it's going to be... It's the Tesla people.
Floating.
Yeah, it's going to be magnetic and wind. Yeah.
So the Tesla people own this thing?
No, it's not the Tesla people. It's people who probably used to work for Tesla and left.
Elon Musk.
But they got the same kind of brain, people.
But who's paying for this and who owns the technology? Who owns this system once it's up and running?
Who cares?
And
I care because we don't have high-speed rail.
That's only because of...
So it's not a government thing.
No, it's going to be an independent...
It's privately owned.
Yeah, it's going to be owned...
So how do they travel across this land?
This land is
your
land.
So we know like when the plane hits or birds, it'll go down in the Hudson. So what happens when a hog is going in front of this track from Orlando to Miami?
It's going
to
be up higher than hogs.
Yeah, it's going to be like the monorail.
So it's built onto an elevated track.
On people's property, whether they like it or not.
Yes, I think I will.
Like the government did trains.
Why are y'all poo-pooing
the government?
I'm not pooping, I just have questions on how it's going
to
work.
Yeah, the government has to be involved.
Yeah, they have to be.
Right away,
y'all missing
things that have to be.
Eminent
domain. I'm all about the concept.
Is it going to be regulated by the FAA or what?
Or the FCC?
Right.
Or the MSNBC?
We damned it by do topic changing.
Or the DOT?
You can't throw this out there and then expect us not to have questions. First of all, I'm all about something that takes me from Orlando to Miami in a half hour. That's great.
Does it have air conditioning?
I just don't know how.
I know that. Yes. Let me ask
food
you this.
Food service.
Yes, they have the
food service. Why?
Yeah, you can't go 35 minutes without
eating and peeing.
Well, and water dishes. Yes.
Oh, this is taking forever. I'm so bored.
God, we've been 15 minutes. I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm always hungry.
Okay, let me ask you. People that's poo-pooing on this technology.
Who said who's
not poo-pooing?
There's not
poo-pooing.
One person.
We just have questions.
I didn't ask anything about a toilet.
Okay, so did y'all ask these same questions on the monorail in Disney World?
No.
No.
Why not? Y'all just accepted
because
it.
Because the entire monorail is on Disney World property.
Right, and because we've actually watched that just kind of go at about 20 miles per hour and not 700 life-threatening moments.
Yes. I've seen that.
The miles per hour is irrelevant.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's a big part of it.
Not if you hit a tree at that speed.
And I've seen, look, they built the track that goes maybe 2.5 miles. You're talking about something that's already at 180 miles from Orlando to Miami.
And Elon Musk doesn't own all that property.
Why are you saying, you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Where's the whose property is this going to travel
that's
across?
That's not what he was talking about.
It is awesome.
All right, get it.
They built a track that's 2.5 miles. You need more than 2.5 miles of track to get from Orlando to Miami.
It's kind of productive to build a 600-mile track to test something. Oh, shit, it didn't work. So we're going to do the rest of this track.
Yeah, let's don't argue about it. Let's just enjoy the whole idea.
No.
Oh.
Cindy, you probably are amongst the educated in this group here.
Yeah, let's talk to Cindy. She'll come up with
something. They opened up this in 2020, January 3rd, 8 o'clock. Well, are you going to get on this thing?
No.
All right. Lynn, they opened the thing January 3rd, 2020. You getting on it?
I'll let some others test it out before I step foot on it.
I'd be more likely to take a Malaysian Air flight.
Okay, why?
I am absolutely jumping on it day one.
Why the hesitation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see,
how does it stop? I don't know anything about it.
I envision a big crowd.
What if there's a problem?
You know, and you know me in crowds. I can't.
That's true.
Is there somebody driving it?
No, it's all computers. Like,
and we know how computers always work the right way every single time.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
Nothing ever goes wrong with my computer at work.
But
ever.
But they're taking away the human element of error.
Big deal.
What?
Yeah, but what if like one little lizard gets inside that tube?
What if there's no brakes?
No
what
longer
happens
lives
at
in
the
Miami.
End of the line?
He now lives in Miami.
Shoot into Cuba? What happens if you
That's right. What happens if there's no stop at the end? Exactly.
Right? Launched into space?
You guys, see,
I hope the tube is open at the end so you don't run into something.
I saw Money Train.
Jeez. I'm telling you, I need a new test subject. You guys, this is innovation. This is progress that
You be on it?
I'd be on it like a bullet.
I just want to be there the day.
We'll have a nice ceremony for you.
The guy with the cattle ranch somewhere out in Yeehaw Junction, and one day they just show up and like, oh, we're here to build the monorail tracks.
Okay.
So, and he's going to go, all right.
Step aside.
Really, they give him $85,000 and keep stepping.
$85,000?
Oh, whatever he wants. Okay,
you're throwing these concepts out here, and you have no numbers of any kind to back
well,
it up at all.
The people on the chat line says,
I don't believe it even exists.
What size people can fit on this thing here?
What size?
Yes. Regular size?
Yeah, I mean, is there a limit on, like, if you have six people, eight people, how many people you're trying to do?
I just told y'all.
On an airplane, there is technically.
How many people on an airplane?
Well, now, I can tell you from traveling with teams, if you have a lot of larger offensive linemen, they want to know everyone's information.
Jesus.
Are you a rookie?
No, he keeps...
Yeah.
It's his fault.
We have spilled the same beverage five times.
I was talking to him, not you. He's
what in the world is happening?
I saw him spill your drink.
He's like over in my area.
Yeah, you're mic standing.
This is why we can't have bullet tube trains.
This is why we can't have guests because Spike assaulted them. All right, so what are we talking about?
Nothing.
Okay, so people on the chat line are saying, how many people can sit on this thing here? Imagine a 747 laying down, take off the wings, and let it go that way.
It's still not going 700 miles an hour.
Yeah, are we inside a tube, really?
Yes, you're inside a tube.
And it's that big a tube. How's it going to corner?
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
That's a dumb question.
It's gradually. Corner on
gradually.
Fascinating. Thank you for your contribution. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you have a radio.
Yeah, really. All right, so another guy says, imagine Disney World, the monorail. I already spoke about among that. It's a vacuum-sealed tube.
The monorail is
it's
not...
cars.
Yeah, the monorail is just a... It's a train that's shaped like a monorail. It's not actually in a tube accelerating beyond the speed of sound.
Okay, so... Okay, I wanted you to finish, so I want to say this part here. So the thing is in a tube, so there's a little chance of a cow or a lizard getting on the train.
Wait, is it an inner tube?
The thing is inside the tube.
Haven't you ever watched...
I'm doing this nastily.
Wow, what are you doing? haven't you ever watched, like, your hamster running down and he's in the middle and you can't figure out how the hell to get it, so if he stops, I mean, you got to start disassembling all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like a hamster tube is what you're talking about.
I think exactly. What we're learning here today is that Elon Musk is an idiot.
What if somebody gets on that is causing problems for the rest of you? You can't stop it. You can't get out.
I know. Yeah.
Like a terrorist or a snake.
Do we have a tube marshal?
Exactly. Snakes on a tube.
Snakes on a tube.
Imagine that.
You can't hijack a tube thing. I mean, you're only going to one of two places, either this end or that end.
Would they be looking for tube marshals?
I think so.
You can't fly a tube into a building.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, this is an exact reproduction of the original conversation the scientists had that we're going to build, that are going to build this project.
Voice of reason.
All I want to say is I know how the Wright brothers felt. You know, they're sitting around the house.
I don't have a clue how they felt.
That feel just how they feel amongst their friends.
You're a bird.
Yeah, when you gonna get in the plane, just fly. What if it crash? Yeah, I know. Okay, what if it's raining? Yeah, we got all that.
You're right. This would be a much better show if we just agreed with everything you said. That would be good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since you guys don't want to participate in the tube. At 7 miles an hour.
I'd ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
I'm just asking how
it
works.
But after the crowd, because you know me and
crowd. You ain't crowd.
Yeah, and I want a clear tube. I want to watch.
No, you get vertigo.
You get vertigo.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You get motion sickness. You get seasick.
Oh, yeah. I get that's when I get play get video games. So,
yeah.
So what propels the cart?
I'm going to go with science. Okay,
you see the bullet train in Japan. That's fine. You know, you have the bullet train that you talked about, aircraft. We're just talking about a gerbil or a guinea pig tube that's supposed to accept high accelerating vehicles.
Exactly.
Right. Sorry, folks. Tube's down. We got to get some science to pour on it.
It's probably nuclear.
I'm thinking electromagnetic.
Yes, and I believe the purpose of the tube is to have a vacuum, so it can go much faster without any air. You know.
Voice of reason.
And see, y'all didn't poop on his statement.
Because he's talking, like, rationally.
Yeah, yeah. That's the first rational thing said in quite a while.
You're talking about a monorail, which is an airplane without wings, basically, is what you said it was.
Well, that's what it is.
I mean, is it?
Well, kind of.
Is it kind of like the old-fashioned buildings that used to have those little vacuum tubes, and when you stuck it there, it was a vacuum?
Yeah.
So like in Miami, it goes Orlando, hey, turn on the Miami vacuum.
Right. That's it.
You got it. You're done.
Okay.
Maybe even a blower behind
it. Let's just bring this home. Where is the last place you traveled and you said, God, I can't wait to get there?
Everywhere.
Anywhere, yeah. A Monday night, as soon as wherever I was heading at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Just think, if you had the vacuum tube, you can get there in a, that was a snap.
Let's face it, usually the worst part about traveling somewhere is the actual travel. It's always usually about the destination.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're doing something like, cross-country biking or whatever. But if you're flying somewhere, the most unpleasant, cruise ship. But the most unpleasant thing about flying somewhere is the actual flying.
I agree.
Right.
So, anything that's better than that.
It's better than bobsledding.
Yeah.
Just throwing a little monkey.
Kind of is like a bobsled.
All right, well, then this thing is going to happen, and you guys are all going to say, oh, I need to apologize to Spike on the mic because he was right.
Yeah, no.
When y'all get on the plane, we're going to say, hey, let's go down to Miami. We'll be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Who's saying you're wrong?
I'll be the first one to apologize.
Will you?
I won't.
For what? I didn't say he was wrong.
Yeah, me either. Huh. Just want to know how it works.
just like an airplane. Well, how's airplane work?
I hope he's right. Airplane? I'm kind of hoping
he's
right.
Said I wasn't going to be the first one on there. I'm going to wait until it...
I'm going to wait till there's no crowd.
Crowd, yeah, we get it.
30,000 people to participate.
He's doing his best to avoid Cindy and Lynn.
This is why I'm glad.
Oh, I know. They're going to be there.
This is why I'm glad Elon Musk is building it, not Spike. Because Spike would literally build a tube and put a thing in it and then just like, get on.
Yeah.
Pull some science, on it and then see.
Like, get on it.
Why y'all pooping on this?
Put a fan in the back.
Yeah.
An Electrolux on the other end.
Yeah. 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 A bunch of vacuum cleaners strapped, like a bunch of dirt devils on the other end.
Don't matter how you get there, as long as you get there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you shipping container riffraff, let's go to something else.
Well, let's see how stupid we can get with this one. I'm not sure. The bar is set pretty high, but let's find out on the Spike on the Mic show.
All right. This one, this kind of piqued my interest, and I wanted to know, as I always do, the opinions of the riffraff and the shipping container. Did you guys see the Golf Masters this weekend?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a big clap out to the people that participated in the tin can. Anyway, forget that part.
What?
The tin can alley?
Yeah, yeah. You'll worry about it later. All right, so in the Masters, congratulations to Sergio Di Vinci, or whoever the hell the guy that won.
Sergio Da Vinci.
Yeah. Garcia.
Sergio Garcia.
Kind of easy.
For winning it after 77,000 tries. Now, let's go back to...
Don't they only have it once a year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know he was that old. That's
apparently, he started when he was 10.
Okay.
This is called a build-up.
70,000.
Yeah. I'm building up to my point.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll wait.
Go back to the ladies LBGT golf tournament. Oh, it's not LBGT.
LPGA?
Yes. That one. Go back to the ladies LBGA.
Okay. Yeah.
It used to be the same thing, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Babe Zaharis. Yeah.
Go back to the latest golf tournament. They just had their first Masters. And I know you guys, this is a story. It's maybe a 4 or 5 days.
They play at Augusta?
I don't know. No. Yeah, why are you asking all these?
That's what we do.
That's still a course only for men.
That's what I thought. That's why I thought it was a very interesting question because he said they had their first Masters.
They had their first major. I'm sorry. I misspoke, which I often does.
Okay.
Babe Dietrichson?
No, Zaharis.
Okay, so anyway, point. There was this girl named Alex Thompson. She was winning the tournament. She was doing very well, and they have a 4-day tournament. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So on Saturday, she was on the on some hole. She marked her ball, picked it up. She put her coin down,
right?
Marked her ball,
oh, yeah.
Then put up coin down an inch away from where she did it last time, where she originally set it down. Went on, put it, and she was doing good. So now the next day, some callers were watching the replay, and they called in the golf officials and said, Alex misplaced the ball.
Yeah. It was a couple of years ago this happened.
No, it happened last week.
Oh. Hmm. They did it again?
Yeah. Hate when that happens.
Yes. Yeah. So as she's approaching on the 13th green, the official walks up to her and says, hey, somebody called in and said, you mismark your ball, so we're going to give you a 4-stroke penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Four strokes.
So she didn't win the dang old thing.
That's a lot.
Now,
I'll be stroking.
The question to the riffraff in the shipping containers, do you think that was fair or foul? And I'll start with Smuts.
Oh. Wow. You were truly disappointed.
He was truly disappointed.
Yeah.
He's so bad at the time in.
He's the closest
question
to the sports guy.
I can share.
I will give my time here as I start to Steve, the man representing the gray shirt.
All righty. Go ahead,
no.
Steve.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, you want to show your work or are you just going to get an answer?
I don't think it's fair. No.
Okay. Cindy?
I agree. I don't think it's fair. I mean, somebody should have seen it at the time, and if it's passed, it's passed. You can't call in and say, I saw this. Here's a replay.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Is it an actual rules violation?
Yes.
It is.
It is a rule.
Okay,
rules.
Well, then it should be punished. However, the people running the golf tournament should be the ones who figure out that was a rule breaking and not somebody watching home on TV.
That's what I think.
Right?
So.
PWs?
When this happened a couple of years ago, I felt like they shouldn't be having people at home deciding the way the match goes.
What if that applied to other sports?
Yeah.
Mm. Somebody calls in and like, that pitch was outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Not a
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn.
It'd be mayhem.
I'm sorry. We got to take back that home run.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
If the officials didn't call it.
Yeah, then it.
Then let her. I mean, that's on them. But this that's their job.
Yeah. But it's obvious.
And but it, this is golf's problem because it's every year. I mean, this might be the first one I know with an LPGA as opposed to a PGA event. True. But it's every year, and I'm like,
every year it, what?
Every year
there's some.
You said every year. Every year what?
There is
some clown calls in.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a violation.
Whether they're drop or maybe they move something in the not necessarily on the green, but if they're over in a hazard and their club hit the ground before.
Okay, this is my first time ever hearing about this, so that's why I was wondering how often they have
golf
viewers call in and say, hey.
Every year. You have people who have no life who want to watch everything on TV and feel like they can be judge and jury.
What do you think Steve does?
Referees.
Yeah. It wasn't some clown. It was the lady's sister, wasn't it?
Golf needs to implement a snitches get stitches policy.
Stitches, okay.
You know what they should do? They should invite everyone who does it and says, you know what? Come out, buy a ticket, and if you really want, I'm going to give you an official jersey, and you can be. They can wear the black and white stripe referee jerseys. They can walk around. If they don't call it right then and there, they're done.
But, they better get whistles too. Then if they're referees
on every hole.
Yep. Yeah, they are.
So if that official
walking with every group,
does not mark it, whatever.
Yeah, it should be gone and keep going. Right.
Mm-hmm. They're walking with every group. Yeah.
Go after her. How many holes later?
The next day, 24 hours later, and she was while she's walking up to another hole. So which.
That's ridiculous.
Which prompted me to this little thing here. This is we haven't done this in a while. Now would be a great time for a Spike the Peace Theater.
Oh, boy. Man.
Okay.
Wait,
not right
we don't
now.
Know what
not
it is
now.
Yet.
Not now.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. So, Spike the Peace Theater, ladies and gentlemen.
I had the music already.
You know. My favorite.
We reenact the situation that we think would have handled or would have been handled different. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign roles.
All right, don't give me a role. I'm in charge of the music.
And then we're going to reenact this. All right. So
I want
playing the part of the caller who calls in the rules violation goes to one Mr. Bill Smotts.
No, because I'm not. I won't yes. play along with that. I'll just
playing the role of the official receiving the phone call about rules violation is one Mr. Voice of Reason.
Okay.
Playing the role of the official who has to go tell the golfer that she's going to get a four-stroke penalty is one Miss Lynn with no E. And playing
I have to tell her.
And playing the role of the golfer receiving the bad news is one lovely and talented Cindy. And playing the role of the Cindy's caddy is Dr. Captain Clark.
Nice. Caddy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I was wondering if I was going to get a fart. Yeah. I was worried.
So,
wait. Can we make the caddy have a southern accent? I love when he does
that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the scene we like to call.
Where's the tournament taking place?
This tournament is taking place in Orlando.
Okay.
Bill, you just noticed something.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a thing we like to call.
We're watching a rerun of the tournament.
Who's the broadcaster is calling the.
PW was supposed to be the announcer who has to tell the fans and the audience what's going on.
Yeah.
After the fact. Who's going first, though?
This is the next day, Andy.
Because we actually have to have the event happen in order for me to call away.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a thing I like to call I Seen What You Did. All ready? Right. Action. Action. Bring. You the caller.
All right. Well, you I don't know. What have I?
Hello?
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 I didn't know. I'm calling to complain about, but what am I complaining about? Nothing's been established.
You saw something recording of the tournament.
Huh?
You saw something
on
the
recording. Okay, cut. Let's start this over. Cut.
Recording of the
cut.
There's been no illegal action. What are you calling for?
That was great.
You should have the announcer goes and golfer X puts in for the birdie after marking the ball.
This is 2 days later.
All right.
This is some Marlon Brando bullshit.
Spike the Peace Theater, take two. I'm going to be the caller complaining about the
tournament. No, I got the part. I'm down. I'm down with it. But what am I calling to complain about?
You about watched six times on
the ball.
DVR.
She moved the ball when she shouldn't have.
I understand that, but I don't. I'm just watching here.
What did you understand then?
No, you've watched it six times on your DVR.
And so you calling you. you breaking your neck to call
2 days later.
I'm assuming that the broadcaster's already says, and golfer X has marked the
ball. Broadcast has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with the broadcast.
Yeah, it's just you being that anal guy.
Who's playing the golfer's fifth grade teacher?
Let's just
cheat your
way.
You're looking at your DVR.
Yes. All right.
And you're watching it over and over, and you get upset.
Did we have a phone ring?
Sure. No, we don't have a phone ring. That was Spike doing the phone ring.
Hi, I'd like to...
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm a douchebag who has no better life than to watch the stupid ass golf. But I did notice that
nice
the golfer's
you, Mr. Douchebag.
Zipper was down, and I thought that's a rules violation. If we look at 37X, number dash 2/4, subsection P on the paragraph number 9.
I see that right now.
Yeah, right. The zipper must be up, and it
was a little hard to keep up with you. But
you know, I'm sitting there. I was hoping to catch a view, and maybe that's why I'm just calling, because I'm such a douchebag that I just wanted to let you know.
No, sir, you're not a douchebag. Every complaint is taken and given due consideration.
Hang up on him.
If they're going to make millions of dollars, then we need to make sure that it's done right.
Hang up on me.
Are you the only one that has a complaint about this? You're the only one that's complained so far about this whole tournament.
Because
goodbye.
It's LGBT,
Bring.
And I probably am the only one.
Bring.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, golf official.
Yes?
Listen, I've been watching the ladies' golf tournament, and yes? I saw that Alex Torres, she misplaced her ball. Isn't that a rule violation?
Oh, no. Another complaint about the tournament?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to do something about that?
What did she do?
She marked her ball, picked it up, and then put it in a different mark. That's a rule violation. I've been watching golf since I was 12, and that's just wrong.
You mean she put her coin in the wrong place?
You know what she did. Handle it.
Oh, gosh. I can't tell her this. I can't.
I
because
guess that's the end.
She's going to be so disappointed.
All right, well, I'm canceling my membership to the PGA, LPGA.
No, you don't need to do that. I understand. I've seen that myself.
Good day, sir.
I was hoping nobody would mention it.
Good day, sir. I'm going to watch it and see if you rectify this problem.
Bring, bring.
Who are you calling?
Bring.
Hello?
Lynn.
Yes?
You're going to have to tell Alex that...
I'm going to have to tell her what?
That she
She's on a hole 13 in the second
That
round.
She didn't win the tournament. She's got a 4-stroke penalty.
For what?
For 2 days ago. Everybody watched her win the tournament. I mean, she was really happy. I
but
just
she's
can't.
Still playing.
You're kind of a friend of hers, and I'm kind of hoping maybe you could break it to her gently.
What?
I got to go. Goodbye.
No! Hey, Alex, I got something to tell you.
You
got to
do the bring.
No, I'm not calling me on the course. Okay. Hey, Alex, I know you're on hole 13.
Hey, girlfriend, good to hear from you. What did you think about that shot I just made? I'm going to win. Yahoo!
Sorry, honey, to tell you some douchebag called in to complain about, like, your hole number 2 yesterday. You accidentally moved your ball an inch. None of the officials call it, but the douchebag said, according to 37X, P90, whatever, it was a violation, and we're having to give you 4 strokes.
Sister wife, I don't know where you're coming from, but you obviously have not heard about the endangered tomato worm. I was trying not to put my quarter on that poor little thing, and I got permission from that official to move my quarter, move my ball. He saw the same thing, and I don't know what that guy on TV was saying, but I did the right thing.
You know, yes, as your caddy, it was probably my responsibility to advise you not to do that. However, this is the first time I've ever caddied for an LGBTQ tournament, and I was under the impression y'all don't like being told what to do. So I didn't.
Good man.
Bring.
All right, well, hell, this is Jim Nance here at the LGBTQ thing, and there has been a situation here. Obviously, Alex is a little upset. Her caddy is straight from... South Florida.
Georgia.
South Florida.
South Georgia.
Georgia.
Really. She is going to get a 4-stroke penalty, and she will not win the match.
Oh, no, I'm not.
At least there's no Negroes out here.
And scene. Scene.
Wow, that might be the worst one yet.
Oh, my God. You got off to a terrible start.
Yeah, can I just say you are the improv master?
What?
You are the whole concept behind improv is yes and, so that you keep scenes going. Not you.
No.
I'm not telling her that.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I got to go.
No, that was excellent. Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed another episode of the Spike the Peace Theater with I Saw What You Did. Let us know what you think about that, but what the hell. Now it's time.
The LBGTQ tournament.
Yeah, yes. We'll probably get some words about that, too.
Yeah.
So I guess it's time for
at
what
least
Twenden.
It wasn't racist.
Oh, what do you think?
Oh. What's Twenden?
That's time to get what's Twenden.
Okay.
LPG.
And now it's time for the Spike on the Mic bit that the only good thing about it is the music. Welcome to What's Twenden. All right, guys. Wow, number one Twenden is kind of a downer. Should I skip it?
Yes.
Okay. The number two, also a downer if you're an airplane passenger, would be United Airlines.
Ooh.
Why would United Airlines be twending today?
I have no idea.
Steve?
And he's probably true. He doesn't have any idea.
Let's just go clockwise since Steve already chimed in with that he didn't know.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Lynn. Lynn, why is United Airlines twending today?
Did they bounce people off the plane?
Are you being serious?
I don't know.
All right. Spike?
Yeah, they drug Dr. Doolittle off the plane.
United Airlines is twending today because they overbooked a flight in that the flight was full, and they decided they needed to get four of their employees to Louisville. So they came on and asked people to give up their seats, and nobody did. So they wound up dragging a man down the aisle. It's on video, at least two different videos.
Wait, literally physically dragging him?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
He bought his...
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. He bought his ticket. He's sitting in his seat. They grabbed him and drug him down the aisle by his hands.
Yes. They're
lucky his pants didn't fall down the way they dragged him, actually.
Can you say lawsuit?
It is Fly the Friendly Skies.
Yes.
Now, here
Pepsi's
is...
Pepsi's response to this was, see?
Hey, here's my two cents on that. I think Dr. Doolittle should have just gotten his butt off the plane.
Why? Why is he obligated to get off the plane because they say so?
Because
this though, if Dr. Doolittle was tall, what would his reaction be?
Oh, they would have shot him. And this would have been okay. But my point is that his number came up in a random drawing. There was nothing specific about trying to get him. You come up in a random drawing.
So
you were chose. You got to get to step it.
Okay, bought my ticket. I'm on the plane. I haven't done anything wrong. Somebody comes up and tells me I have to get off because they decide I have to get off.
Yes, sir.
You are being random.
Employees. I mean, like.
Right now, that part is a little shady for the employees to go to.
Now, if they said, "Oh, okay, well, it's an organ transplant. We have to get this heart to Louisville overnight." Oh, by all means, it's a good cause. Maybe I'll give my seat up.
So what if?
Then again, guess what? Maybe I won't. I bought my ticket. I have a right to a seat.
Yep.
But doesn't on the fine print of a ticket, on the fine print of a ticket, if you look on the back side, it says, and get your ass off?
For employees?
Don't they usually ask for volunteers?
Three people did volunteer. They needed four.
Oh.
And PW, I think, mentioned that they were offering as much as $800 for people to get off.
Yeah. And I've read the back of the ticket. It says something about foul balls. You have to
watch out for them.
You're hit by a foul ball.
Or burnt.
You are a bird.
Might go in the Hudson.
If you're in the tube. Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else is Twenden?
But the thing is, and I agree actually with Spike, not the way they did it, but they should just say the flight is grounded until you've been removed. We're not going anywhere until.
They could have tried that. And
they could.
My understanding is they also wound up taking everybody off the plane. After
they did.
That.
It was a 3-hour delay.
Lost.
Wait, hold on, they got everybody off?
Well, they had to at 3 hours. Once an incident is done, then that thing has to go through and. They have to.
It's not like they dragged him off and goes, "All right, who wants peanuts and coke?" We're on our way to Louisville, everybody.
Yes,
not
everybody,
him.
Everybody good? Everybody good?
Wave to him as we back out.
Yep. Yes, sir, yes.
See him? He's on that stretcher over there.
That's odd.
It is odd.
No, I'm talking about they drag him off, then they make everybody else get off.
Well, it's an incident. They have to do paperwork and investigation.
Sure. First of all, isn't it the airline's responsibility? Okay, I get that they overbook. In hopes that people don't show.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you knew you had to put four employees on that flight.
My thing is,
I think I'd be a little pissed to not get off either.
I think I'd be more willing as a United employee or a boss or whatever to go over to Delta and like bite the bullet, like, hey, hate to do this, but we have to buy tickets on Delta to get our people to Louisville because we screwed up.
That's right.
As opposed to dragging a paid customer off one of our planes.
Very bad.
And now
PR.
You just have negative publicity.
Yeah, there's no way you look good in that.
Nope.
Exactly.
The CEO of United released a statement and said something to the effect of, we're sorry that it went wrong when we had to reaccommodate one of our passengers.
Yeah, that's a reaccommodate. Word. We're going to reaccommodate?
Yeah, we reaccommodated someone.
Yeah, really. So.
You should do that on your next comedy show is like have someone dragged out and go, hey, we're just reaccommodating.
I kind of want the word to catch on.
Yeah.
I want the word to catch on so the next time I witness a fight, like, man, that guy reaccommodated that guy right in the face. Right in the nose.
It sounds like the head of United might be a very effective leader.
Actually, the head of United was recently celebrated within his industry, I believe, for being extremely
effective
and customer friendly.
He's sort of like the Vladimir Putin of
he's the Putin of the skies.
Of the skies, yes.
Yeah.
He frequently rides horseback, bare-chested.
No shirt
he's
on.
A good leader.
All right, twin number two. Leader.
Twin number two is the Pulitzer. Why is the Pulitzer twending? Let's start with, we didn't make it all the way around. Let's start with PW.
Because somebody in one of the newspapers just won it. I think a female reporter.
Okay.
I can't think of her name.
Schmott.
I'll just say the fact that the awards were actually awarded.
Since that's correct, we won't go any further. That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
The 2017 Pulitzer Prize winners have been announced.
Can
the website.
I say something about
Yeah, go ahead.
It's always wonderful to receive a Pulitzer Prize.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
All right. And your point of that is what?
It's so surprising. A Pulitzer Surprise.
Wow.
Even the crickets aren't chiming in.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that the Spike on the Mic award show should be, award show should actually hand out Steve shirts.
Oh, my garage. Good one there, boys.
Yeah. Everybody likes to get a Pulitzer Surprise.
Should we move on to the next one, or should we just all kill ourselves?
Too late, I already
did. Yeah.
We've only got to last
money
another
involved,
8
too.
Minutes. That's
There's
all.
Money involved, more than just that.
The 54th governor of Alabama. Why is the 54th governor of Alabama twending?
I know why.
I don't know why.
Did he have the affair?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Well, yes, but he used state money to cover up the affair,
right.
And that's why he had to, he's actually charges.
He used a stake?
State money.
Oh, are they steak
money. I'm sure it was steak.
I had money for a steak,
and
I used it.
Oh, I got to get out of here.
Cover this girl up.
Seriously.
Does anybody care that none of that is correct?
He did.
Whoa.
charges were filed, and he on
there's
his
no charges
for yeah nope. for the state money.
Nope.
Today
no
there were two
steak
charges
dinner?
Filed.
There's no charges.
All
there's
right.
Nothing. The
perhaps
the
we should hear the
Kay Ivey was officially sworn in today as the 54th governor of Alabama.
Oh,
governor.
No charges.
Wrong governor.
Oh,
and she's a woman.
There you go.
And there's no charges. So
okay,
I'm not
so
sure where
like,
all that
well,
came
damn,
from.
She's just boring.
Yeah, really.
She just did a ceremonial part of her first day on the job is all that happened.
And despite
so there's
the
an ex-governor involved in this? Thing?
There's 53 apparently ex-governors.
State representative or something.
And the riffraff in the shipping container just made this lady have an affair.
The 53rd.
Yeah.
53rd
no, there was a cover-up and there was funds and there was charges filed. And like,
and he used the stake money.
Sometimes
we just make shit up.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, it's out there,
wow.
People.
I
just he went to steak and ale.
And now I'm just surprised that there's been 8 more governors than there have been presidents at this point. So
yeah,
what, they just don't get
something?
Reelected at all?
That's how bad our system has gotten, where we're already figuring out what the scandal is before we even find out who the persons involved
yeah,
are.
That's
so
I hope she doesn't have
that's
an
where
affair
we are.
With an underage boy.
So far, all she's done is said, I do.
I do have a question regarding that.
Hold on a second.
How does the 54th governor twend when the 53rd has a scandal and it doesn't twend?
Because today was the day the 54th was sworn in.
You know, I got a question. Just retired or resigned today at 6 o'clock tonight.
Well,
I got a question. So they say I do when they get sworn comes in.
Yeah, don't they say, "Hey, this is your job now. Do you swear by this Bible that I'm holding? You're going to do the job good?" And they go, "Oh, I do."
Sure.
Yeah.
And then that's how it goes. That's the official wording.
Didn't know that.
So you know.
All right.
That's what's trending.
I was wrong.
Okay. That was a great...
The end of Quinn.
How did the Voice of Reason end the thing?
What?
How did he end?
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
I'm not gonna tell her that. I gotta go. Also, can we isolate sound from this show?
Yeah.
Because I believe Bill Schmutz repeatedly said, "I'm a douchebag, I'm a douchebag, I'm a douchebag," and I would like to have that on a loop.
That was the anonymous caller.
Oh,
the anonymous caller.
I think he actually said...
Sounded just like you, though.
I think he actually said, "I'm wrong, too."
It's going to go with this one.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to pull some coffee on that. Get rid of that one.
Charles Barkley.
No, I don't care about that part. There's one word in there that I don't like.
Spike.
Yeah.
That's the
topic changing music?
No. Yeah. It is time for us to end this show. This award deserving show.
We're wrapping
this
up.
No. Can we go for 2 hours?
No. Men with mustaches are coming on. So, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed the show, but we have to go around and find out what stuck with you tonight. So, we'll start off straight in my peripheral vision. Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
The numerous scandals of the office of the Alabama governor.
The numerous undocumented scandals.
53 of them.
Yes, serious. All right, Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, since we're pulling audio, PW's a douchebag, Spike's a douchebag, Steve's a douchebag, Clark's a douchebag, and Bill Schmott's a douchebag.
Yep.
Wow.
What about Cindy and Lynn?
They're
standing douchebags.
Can women be douchebags?
Sure.
Sure.
No, absolutely.
No, they're not. They can't.
Yeah, they can.
All right.
Douchebag is...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Douchebag is gender neutral.
Politically correct.
All right. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh. I had some.
Perfect.
Just a minute ago.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great job.
It's a Pulitzer. Surprise.
Dang, I done lost mine too.
That's what that's what sticks with you.
Oh, I was thinking that's what stuck with you.
All right, and PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, you know me in crowds.
Yeah. Yes. So then we go to our esteemed guest here.
Esteemed,
right? Who
they were esteemed, now they're not.
So now they're
esteemed. Yes. Cindy, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm just not going to be going on no tube ride.
That was a good one. That was my stuck. All right. And Lynn, with no E, what stuck with you tonight?
Make sure you put your ball when you're playing golf back on your marker.
Back on your mark. Oh, man, this happened faster than normal. We got 2 minutes, so we have to stretch this out.
Oh, let's do a Dear Spike letter.
Oh, we have one. We can fly through it.
We can listen to Charles Barkley talk for a minute.
We like Spike on the mic.
Okay, right quickly, just Spike on the mic and Lord, we might not be able to get through this. I'm a successful business personnel and in my mid-50s. Have you seen this one?
No. No, keep reading. Hurry!
I put my children through school and no student loans. I pay for every damn thing, and now I want to buy a car. But my wife says that we can't afford a car, or she doesn't want me to buy a sports car. What should I do figuring out revving your engine up?
Go buy the car.
Voice?
Buy the car.
Buy a ticket for the tube.
Yeah, really.
You'll regret it, but buy the car.
I'm just going to throw a bunch of words together here at the end of the show next time just in order to do it. It won't make any sense at all because I had no idea what you just said.
Okay, well.
Buy the car. Tell him to buy the
car. Dude wants to buy a car. His wife says, no, you look stupid in the car. But if you buy a sports car, buy the car I want.
And
he's saying, doesn't she get it that it's not about her, it's about me? How can I tell her to see my side of the story? Signed, revving up the engine.
Take the old car, drive it through the window, and then he's got to get a new car anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he could hit her.
Why does okay. he lie?
It's over.
Whoa.
Can I change what stuck with me?
Folks.
Steve is advocating domestic violence.
Good gravy. Hey, before we, I want to give a big shout out to one of our new listeners. His name is Anton.
Hello,
something like that, and him and
something
his
like
him,
that?
Yeah, yeah, him and his people listen, and they love the show.
Hi, Anton, or what's, something like that.
Yeah, really. And give a big shout out to Lake City Map Admin, and some guy named Jim Now.
Jim Now,
ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show, and what stuck with me was that you guys just poo poo on technology and the Wright brothers. Listen, you got to do these things here because if not, we'll all be. Still in the chicken farm.
Progress.
No idea what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, progress. I'm Spike on the Mic, and we are out. One.